More than 40 people have died in the Bahamas after Hurricane Dorian pummeled the islands. But many fear the death toll will ultimately be much higher. Bahamians here in the United States have been watching the devastation unfold from afar.
You don't really have an idea of what the devastation is without social media. We wouldn't know.
Shonda Roberts was born in the Bahamas and lives in South Florida. She's the CEO and founder of Pain to Purpose, a nonprofit working to end domestic violence. And Shonda says many members of her extended family and many friends are back on the islands.
Just to give you an idea, my father and that side of the family is there, including maybe like five aunts on that side, a slew of cousins. And then on my mom's side, I have another uncle, aunt, a cousin, and her kids. So I would say almost 100, if not more, probably more.
Wow. So as Dorian was reaching the islands, what were you hearing from them?
I stayed in contact with one of my aunts, Aunt Rosalie, because she didn't lose service. And she was in a shelter called the Church of the Intercession. She was in a shelter with another aunt. So I was talking to her throughout the storm. I would call her every now and then just to check on her. But she said it sounded like a train coming through. She said she's never heard a train before, but if that's what a train sounds like, that's what it sounded like to her. And she kept hearing things thrown around. She was getting really worried, but she was calm at the same time.
When you started, one of the things that a lot of us who were not in the Bahamas at the time were watching were these videos that were showing damage from the storm, that were showing the water levels rising. How did it feel to be seeing that and not being there to help personally?
I felt helpless. I cried from Monday, I believe, till Wednesday. And then I physically got sick. For some reason, I got sick. I'm really just getting over being sick from that. I felt helpless. I wanted to be able to help, and I couldn't. All I could do was pray. I was praying, and I was singing worship songs. I did not know what would happen. No one knew how the storm would turn out and how long it would sit over them. So I just felt so helpless not being able to help them or even just being there with them. I kind of felt guilty that we're here in our home with no danger while our family is there, and basically just praying to not have any damage or loss of life.
How is your family doing now? Have they survived the storm? Do they still need supplies?
My family now is doing good. We haven't lost anyone, praise God. However, my cousin, my aunt, and my uncle and their kids, they lost everything. So they live inland, which is called Arden Forest. Arden Forest is more inland. And then my other aunts who live almost near the shore, like the shore's in their backyard, they didn't have any damage. They didn't have any flooding. They didn't have anything. They live right by the water. And then my cousin who lives inland, the water came up like 5 feet in their home. So during the storm, they actually had to walk out of their homes into the flood to try to find drier land. And thankfully, as they were leaving, there was a guy riding around in a tractor trailer who was picking up people because Arden Forest started to get flooded. And he picked them up and took them to another home that was dry, because by the time they went outside, the water was up to their chest.
Wow. What is it that people on the island still need right now, people who are unable to travel and who are still sifting through the debris after Dorian?
From what I understand, they need everything. I know my family basically need clothes and shoes, the ones who lost everything, the ones who didn't have any damage. Water is definitely a necessity and a priority because their water is turned off right now. And from what I understand, the water system may have been compromised. There's so much going on right now that they're not turning on the water, which is good until it's clean and ready to turn on. And that's just from what I'm hearing from Bahamians. I'm not sure if it's confirmed, but water is something they definitely need because they need to take baths, they need to cook, they need to drink. They also need food as well. And everyone doesn't have transportation to get to these distribution sites. When we had Hurricane Andrew, we had trucks riding around donating stuff. they don't have that, or they're not doing that in Freeport. But a lot of people don't have cars. Their cars were damaged due to the storm. So I'm not even sure if they're getting the supplies or how they're getting the supplies. I do know my Aunt Rosalie told me that my uncle went and got some water yesterday. So he was able to drive and get some water. But everyone's not that fortunate.
Shawna, you mentioned Hurricane Andrew, and since then there have been a number of severe hurricanes that have hit both the United States and the Caribbean. And I'm wondering how, as a result of that, are people in your community, whether they have ties to the Bahamas or not, are they rallying to help residents of the Bahamas right now because they're more sensitive to the impact that these hurricanes can have on communities?
Yes, people are rallying, which is good. Like, so many different churches and organizations and politicians and people in general are really helping, and they're sending stuff. I don't go a day without seeing a post or request for items. So I do know stuff is getting there. I'm just not sure if it's being distributed to people as it should or fast enough. But I do think because we've all experienced Hurricane Andrew, we were without for a while. We had to eat out of those army packs of food and had to, you know, grill everything or just have to eat snacks most of the time. I think because we've experienced that, it is causing us to be more sensitive to the people in Bahamas. But I also believe even if we hadn't, people still would help because of all the pictures and videos we've seen and the devastation. But the media didn't say what was going on over there. And it still doesn't even describe how much devastation there is compared to what happened to Hurricane Andrew. Yes, we were devastated, but we didn't have the flooding like they had the flooding. Abaco and East End and most of those towns are almost 95% wiped out. We didn't have that. We still had some time to rebuild or some things to rebuild. I'm not sure how Abaco is going to recover. I'm sure they will. I just don't know how or how fast.
Shawna Roberts is a South Florida resident from the Bahamas who still has family and friends back on the islands. Thanks so much, Shawna.
Thank you.